It's a Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer 90.1. And we're joined by a special guest in studio here in East Grand Forks at Pioneer 90.1. Her name is Jessica Pribula, and she is a regional artist. And good afternoon, Jessica. Welcome back to our studios.
Good afternoon, Rom.
Good to see you again. We last talked before, I believe, Valentine's Day, didn't we?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yes.
It's been a while. Did you enjoy our winter?
Actually, I did. I don't mind being outside when it's cold or rainy.
Well, you're a native of East Grand Forks, right?
Yes.
You're tough as nails, right? maybe not. Well, congratulations, first of all. You have been named the Northwest Artist of the Year in Northwest Minnesota. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know offhand why you were named to the Artist of the Year? Have they told you?
No, they haven't told me.
They really haven't told you why. I have a hunch it's because of your fantastic artwork. And if you would, share with our audience what kind of art you produce.
I consider myself a paper weaving artist.
Okay.
And so I create artwork where I weave paper and then I use fabric dye as a media like watercolor.
And how many years have you been doing that?
Probably about 5 years or more.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Arts Council obviously recognizes your work, naming you the Artist of the Year. They had a big spring art exhibit in Middle River, Minnesota. And have you officially received your award yet?
No, I haven't yet.
It's still in the mail. Well, congratulations once again. Well, what's new with you? What's going on in your life? I know you teach at UND. That's not happening this summer, is it?
No. Not this summer.
Okay. So what's going on? What's happening?
Well, this weekend is actually Art Fest in the Grand Cities.
That's right.
I will be participating in that, and I will actually be in an indoor facility in the Grand, which is next to Brick and Barley.
Is that downtown Grand Forks?
Yeah, that's downtown Grand Forks, so it's okay. Something new this year that they're doing.
Next question, what is Art Fest?
There's like so much variety, from prints to jewelry making, ceramic artists. I know Muddy Waters Clay Center will be there. I'm sure there will be a wide variety from all over.
Pottery, painting, sculptures.
Probably some fiber art as well.
Okay. And that runs Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, I'm pretty sure Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
I think it starts around 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, Art Fest again this weekend in East Grand Forks and Grand Forks right downtown. Hopefully sunshine and warmer weather.
Right.
Yeah. So again, where will you be in downtown Grand Forks?
I will be at the Grand.
At the Grand. And again, that's where?
It is next to a Brick and Barley.
Okay, downtown Grand Forks. Well, you brought a piece of paper with you, and if we can refer to that, you're going to be teaching, and this is aside from UND, and the teaching involves art and relaxation, is that right?
Yes, so I'm actually putting together a workshop where it's called Creative Stress Release Step-by-Step Painting Class, where students will actually be painting, so they don't have to have any prior experience. But then I will also be talking about some of the issues that we all face, you know, in our lives, which is stress and how to work on posture and work on certain techniques that you can do throughout the day at your desk to help you kind of learn to relax a little bit more and also work on your body.
You've talked in the past about work you've done in touch therapy.
Yes.
And I imagine there are different levels of stress, severe stress, light stress, and the causes of stress can vary as well.
Yes. And we all have our own stresses that we create. You know, nobody wants to have anybody else's stress.
No. And when you talk about stress, too, a lot of what happens in life that's not physical does end up as a physical stress.
Yes, it does.
It's very interesting that way.
It is.
All right. Where is this workshop?
This workshop is actually coming up in 2 weeks. It'll be June 24th at the Campbell Library.
In East Grand Forks?
Yes. Okay. It's something that I'm putting on my own, so it's not associated with the Campbell, but the Campbell is a space that I can use to do my work.
Sure. Again, give us those dates and times, if you would.
So it'll be June 24th.
And it starts at 6:30 that evening on the 24th. And for more information about that, can folks contact you?
Yes, they can contact me. They can go onto my website and find my contact information. My website is www.jessicapribula.com.
And spell that out for me if you would.
Jessica, JessicaPribula.
And what else is going on with you these days?
What else?
What else? Well, you continue producing artwork,
yes,
I'm assuming.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Actually, I just started last night. I was up until 1 in the morning working on art.
Well, you're really into it. That's good.
I finished a couple of pieces, and I've started a few more. So.
Okay. And you have artwork available online?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there's visuals there for people to
yes,
see?
Yes, there's some visuals, and I'm still updating my website all the time. So
it's an ongoing process. Oh,
yeah.
It always is, yes.
It is.
Well, very good. Anything else to mention, Jessica, before we leave?
That's about it.
All right. Again, your website is?
www.jessicapribula.com.
Very good. Our Northwest Minnesota Artist of the Year. Congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.
Jessica Pribula on Pioneer 90.1, part of our Northwest Minnesota Arts Council update. Heard every Tuesday just after 3 on Pioneer 90.1.